Reminds me of probably how the some jockeys would feel when they're riding a short price favourite for Simon Zara. How are you, Simon?
Morning, boys.
That's some amazing tales, Ree Boomer, back in 46. And Matty's the only one who was old enough to remember that exactly. Hey, big news for you.
Don't laugh, Simon.
In the last 24 hours. You're going your own way. The cousins are going to end up going out on their own from the start of next year.
Yeah, I think about the 1st of December, we've sort of set on a date. This has sort of been the process for the last couple of months. Bit of talking between Matthew and I, and obviously came to a decision a couple of weeks ago, and the decision is to sort of go different ways. We're going to be sort of next door to each other, so there's no sort of animosity. We're not talking. We're still talking. Everything's fine. We're cousins and things like that. So just obviously it's been 21 years. I think I joined contract racing in 99, and it's been a good journey, tough journey. We've learned a lot. You sort of climb the mountain and then you've got to slide back down, and so that's obviously going to be the next goal is to work your way back up the mountain again.
Obviously the fact that Matty never shuts up got to you eventually after 25 years, but was there a basically just to forge your own story, is that and Matt, did you both feel a bit the same way? Or I mean, obviously there's a bit of you sick of the sight of each other a little bit. There's would have to be an element of that. But is it about the Tom Dabenig type thing of just wanting to do your own thing a little bit?
There's a bit of everything. Obviously, David Moore is a shareholder in the business, and he's keen to sort of, with Matthew, to aim at a new path. Matthew and I have been together for so long, and you can get stale in the industry a bit. You sort of jump in the car and go to the races and then get up at 3 o'clock and do it all again and continue to do it all again. So I just thought it was just sort of time for me to sort of try and take the pressure off each other. Matthew's going down to we'll go down to stables of 40 each, and then you can have a bit more of a life as well and things like that. But I'm probably ambitious enough to try and grow it again, and Matthew's he's happy enough to sort of have smaller numbers and probably enjoy his life a bit more.
Well, you've had a lot of numbers. You've got a big stable there, and done an amazing job, Simon, over a long period of time. With the owners that you've got, I've just had a message from the Donald's Winners boys who have got horses with you guys. How do the do you split up some of the owners? How's that going to work? They all stay with somebody, or does someone start more of a fresh, or do the owners choose?
With Matthew sort of had the association with David, he's got, he's obviously been a big backer of ours, and he'd probably have about 70 in the stable at the moment. So obviously they'll head Matthew's way, plus some of the bigger clients we've already spoken to are sort of going to head Matthew's way as well. And then we'll just sit down. We're actually sitting down tomorrow morning, Matthew and I, and going through a lot of the horses that we've sort of bought and syndicated and work our way through that. So obviously, Matthew have the larger numbers just due to the bigger clientele and of the most numbers. So that's it's the way it is, and we'll just we'll work through the process tomorrow and try and obviously be as fair as we can, and so one doesn't sort of end up training 58 horses all over the place. So it's still a little bit to work through, obviously. We've had the business for 21 years, so there's a lot of there's a lot of trucks and things like that and all that sort of stuff to work through. So there's plenty of water to go on the bridge in the next sort of month.
Simon, looking to today, what do you make of the track conditions for Zutori?
Well, I thought it'd be very hard to beat if the track was good. Obviously, with the rain and everything go with it. He's not hopeless on the wet, but he's a better horse when there's no rain on the once they sort of start racing and there's no rain. He can handle that heavy sort of track better than if it rains on the day and they chop it up. So that's probably going to be the key. If the rain can stay away, he's not too bad on that. He was on a rain-affected track the other day and just got beat. So Look, he does get through it. I think it's a perfect race for him. We've been dying to get into the 1400 and obviously the mile. And we're going to do it this time last year and postpone it for 12 months. So, the distance is going to be perfect. I thought he was well weighted in the scale of things, and the horse is third up, ready to go.
If this was a marriage breakup, Zatori would be the house in Portsea. Who gets Zatori?
Matthew.
He's winning at the moment.
he's half owned by Jonathan Munns, but Matthew sort of bought Zatori, the young horse, so it's only sort of fair that he continue the love affair with him. But obviously, he's not a, for someone like me, he's not an easy horse to sort of, he's not going to be an easy horse to place either. So if the horse goes backwards, I don't look like a mug, do I?
General Bo?
That's obviously Matthew with David Moody, but he's an exciting one on the scene. Looks a beautiful race for him today, but obviously the wet track's going to be the key with him. He's sort of been on those slowest tracks, so what he sort of got in Flemington the other day. So the heavy track, we haven't sort of been on him as yet, but he's a pretty versatile sort of horse. He'll probably obviously swoop like he did the other day, and we know Caulfield can chop up and you've got to get to the outside by that time of the day. So I think there'll be lots of suit to go his way, but obviously the heavy track's going to be the only concern.
Simon, just one more about the Spittle going your separate ways. Did I read right? You're going to be right next door to Maddie? So if you did happen to pinch a horse or two, it won't be too far to walk to get it back?
So we've got two stables. One's got 43, one's 33, so... there's a pathway in the middle, so we'll be right next to each other, and we can chat over the fence, and I'm tipping I'll be doing the more chatting than obviously Matthew, but
who's going to do his media?
Sorry?
Who's going to do his media now?
he'll have to, obviously, he can talk when he wants to, so the Maltese can sit in there somewhere. It'll come out eventually, but it's exciting times for both of us. We've obviously we've learned our craft with some good people. I was with Hawksy for 12 years, and Matthew and I together for 21, so that pretty good grounding to sort of go out and both have a crack on our own.
If you could saddle one up in the cup today, who is it, Simon?
I like the chosen one, actually. He always turns up. I think Caulfield form's outstanding. He does live in the stable next to us, so he's you see him every day. The horse looks terrific, and he's obviously proven. Obviously, Murray Baker is a bit of a genius. Heavy track will suit him, so I thought that he might put his hand up today.
Good luck today with Zatoria, and also in the last race, General Bo.
No worries. Thanks, guys.